This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. World Wide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7pm Eastern Australian Time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne and online at joy.org.au. You'll find all our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Worldwide Wrap. LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in India tonight, where India's Supreme Court has ruled that gay people have a right to live in private. And this is actually putting the future of the country's anti-gay laws in doubt. So homosexuality is illegal in India currently under their Section 377 of the Penal Code.
The good old British. Yes, did it again.
We're blaming you. The British colonial era sodomy laws. This century-old law was brought back into effect after homosexuality was originally decriminalised. It's now been recriminalised. However, this ruling this week, it's a separate ruling not actually related to gay rights in particular. It was related to a privacy case. The ruling appeared to affirm that LGBT people deserve the basic right to live, and this is ahead of a wider challenge that's underway to the Section 377 laws. The nine-judge court affirmed that sexual orientation is an essential attribute of privacy. This is actually really, really significant, potentially, if the Supreme Court takes this into account in trying to, they've been trying to force the government to make the change.
Well, it does sound like a very promising step if it is the Supreme Court that are going to actually rule on the wider subject of the Constitution.
And the language they've used is really quite powerful. They've said discrimination against an individual on the basis of sexual orientation is deeply offensive to the dignity and self-worth of the individual. They've also said that a minuscule fraction of the country's population constitutes lesbian, gays, bisexuals or transgenders is not a sustainable basis to deny the right to privacy. So that whole argument of, it's not affecting many people, the court is saying, nope, that's not good enough. That the Constitution does guarantee rights not based on majoritarian opinion.
But unfortunately, the Prime Minister and his party are currently resisting bids to appeal the law through the Parliament. And there have been nearly 1,500 arrests in 2015 under Section 377.
And nearly all of them were men.
Now, in South Africa, a film titled The Wound has been shown recently in Melbourne's International Film Festival. It's also being considered groundbreaking for its portrayal of gay romance in South Africa. But unfortunately, not everyone's happy about it. But it's not actually about the gay content.
Really? I thought that would have been about the gay content.
No. The king of the Amusiya people, an ethnic group found in South Africa, is concerned that the movie is actually revealing too much about their cultures and their private customs.
This film, it was sell-out houses here in Melbourne. So it follows the story of a factory worker who is asked to guide a younger man through his rite of passage into manhood. But this ultimately leads to the pair discovering themselves, including their sexualities.
The film focuses on the process that young men, which is usually quite secret, that they go through to become part of manhood.
So. And this is what they're upset about. They're upset that secrecy, women are not allowed to see these ceremonies. And then by putting it out on film, they're saying that there is a risk that, the women will find out these secret rituals. However, there's a kicker in this. The people who are commenting on it, including the King, have yet to see the film. They've watched the trailer. So...
And that's too much for them.
And that's just too much for them. It has also led to the cast and crew being sent online threats, but they have replied that people have jumped to conclusions about the film that they haven't yet seen.
And now over to Egypt, where the first woman to come out publicly has faced death threats and a flood of online abuse, but has expressed no regrets. Last month, Dalia Al-Fugl posted on Facebook with an exciting announcement. Her homophobic dad had finally wished her happiness in her lesbian relationship. It was a huge personal moment of triumph for her, so she decided to post the status in Arabic and English. The backlash was swift. She was verbally attacked, compared to animals, and told she was causing the apocalypse and should be stoned.
And her father, too, was sent death threats, and details of her personal life were also disseminated online.
Being gay is illegal in Egypt, as it is over in 70 countries. She told her followers that her father cut off all contact with her for years before they reconciled. And she said, "When my father congratulated me, he did because I told him I was happy, and he wished me happiness before he did guidance."
Isn't that lovely? He wasn't fully supportive of being gay, but he loved his daughter, saw she was happy, and
put her happiness first.
Interestingly, she's quite a... look, you'd have to call her a trailblazer, and she has lived outside of Egypt in both America and Saudi Arabia. People were commenting on her short hair, and she posted a profile pic saying, "For those who hate my short hair, here's another photo." Love it.
Now, over in Wales, the Welsh Assembly has announced that they're establishing a specialist hospital services for transgender individuals. There is also going to be a component of community-based services for gender identity healthcare. Now, the announcement was to coincide with Pride Cymru, which is the Welsh Pride, which started this week. The news established the Welsh Gender Team, which will lead the mission to provide support to a network of general practitioners across Wales with a specialised interest in areas of gender care.
I think this is great. They're looking to raise overall care standards, looking for shorter travel times and better wait times for people looking for assistance with transgender.
And this is the latest step that Wales is taking to address LGBT healthcare needs. So earlier this year, the government announced that it would be providing funds for a PrEP trial.
And in brief, in the UK, BBC Television is to air a drama based on the Grindr serial killer, Stephen Port.
In Uganda, the US Embassy has condemned the Ugandan government for forcing the cancellation of Pride.
In Mongolia, Pride Week kicked off with an epic parade just weeks after the parliament passed laws protecting LGBT people from hate crimes.
And more good news from Scotland, where we're visiting tonight. Edinburgh Fringe stars have sent a message of love and support to Australia ahead of our marriage equality vote. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian Time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne and online at joy.org.au. You'll find all our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3 Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.